Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Game two, Brewers and Diamondbacks. Brandon Pfaadt, who had the start in game one at last year's wild card round, up against Tobias Myers, one of the best rookie stories in all of baseball this year. We pick things up in the top of the first inning. The Brewers with some Murph ball, a leadoff walk for Terang. He stole second, got to third on a tag up, and then scored on a sacrifice fly. However, in the bottom of the first inning, this game was nearly a very different start if it wasn't for Sal Frelick.
1-0 pitch, a high drive out to right. Going back on it is Frelick at the wall. He jumped up, and did he catch it? Sal Frelick came down with it. Holy cow!
It was one of the catches of the year. He banged his head on the side stanchion of the pole out there. I mean, it was incredible. A home run robbery, taking one away from Corbin Carroll in a 1-2-3 bottom of the first inning. Then everything would break loose in the second. With two outs, mind you. Nobody on and two outs. The Brewers got a single and a single. With two men on, top of the order, Terang.
A one offering. Is a soft liner into center. That's going to get down for a base hit. Frelick trots home. Stopping at second is Ortiz. It's an RBI single for Terang, and the Brewers lead it 2-0.
And how about two pitches later? Jackson Chourio.
Here's the 0-1. And a bouncing ball back up the middle into center field. Ortiz around third. He's headed for home. Terang on his way to third. The throw is late. And Jackson Chourio with an RBI single. It is 3-0 Milwaukee.
So the Brewers had men on the corners and still two outs. Then a walk to William Contreras. And then with the bases loaded, a key walk to Garrett Mitchell. So the Brewers have driven in another run. Three runs, all with two outs. And the bases are loaded for that man, Willie Adames.
Pfaadt brings home the pitch. High fly ball left field. Racing back is Smith at the track. At the wall. It is gone. Break it open. Willie Adames. A grand slam. And the Brewers lead it 8-0.
A seven-run inning, all with two outs there in the second. Things escalated quickly. And at this point of the highlight segment, the only way I play your highlight is if you hit a homer. Oh, good thing we still got three more homers to play. How about Garrett Mitchell in the fourth?
To put this in perspective, the Brewers had 10 runs the whole trip coming into the day. Mitchell flies one deep in the left center field. This is way back. Paven Smith at the wall. That ball gets up and out. It's gone for Garrett Mitchell. Opposite field, two-run home run for Garrett. How about 11 runs?
No, they still weren't done. Josh Mauer's call there. And not only that, Willie wasn't done the very next batter.
I remember because I said that about 90 minutes ago. Fly ball into right field. This is back for Corbin Carroll onto the track. Carroll's at the wall. See you later. Two home runs in a matter of minutes for Willie Adames. And the Brewers have gone back to back.
Now, some stuff happened between this point and the end of the game. But, hey, that's nothing. The Brewers were up 13-0 at one point. Now they're up 13-8 in the ninth inning. William Contreras calms things down.
Things can change fast in this game, as anybody that's followed it knows. 3-2 pitch, fly ball, deep right field. Going back is Grichuk at the track. It is gone. William Contreras with an exclamation mark.
What a moment for the Brewers. 15 runs, one shy of their season high. Get this. They had as many homers as they had strikeouts tonight. Four homers, four strikeouts as an offense. A banner day for the Brew Crew. And the magic number falls to 3.